And we welcome you now to the Broken Bow Wrestling Report for this week as we're joined by Broken Bow Boys Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaefe. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Here we are. It's the holidays and almost the end of the year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that Christmas time's here. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's good. It's a good time. Kids going to get a little bit of a break, kind of regroup and get their heads on right. And not that their heads aren't on right, but just kind of get ready for the last part of it. So,
you know, I think that we as just the casual fans forget that, you know, a lot of the kids that you are working with, I mean, they went through the fall sports season too.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we forget that because sometimes a turnaround isn't quite that long from fall sports to winter sports. So some of your kids have been going at it pretty heavy here for the past several months.
They have. You know what? They were, you know, practicing hard and everything this fall, and then they come into the winter season, and it's just, it's kind of a grind. And this break, we had the opportunity where we could have practiced, you know what, Monday and Tuesday, and we just said, we're not going to do it. We're going to give those guys off, give them a week off, and then we'll come back next week and we'll get a full week of practice in before we go to the Wood River Dual Tournament. So, and our kids, it's not like we have kids that are cutting a lot of weight, so the weight's not an issue. It's just kind of get away. You know what? We had some impetigo and stuff going through, so we can get away from each other, get away from the sickness, kind of just rest and just recover and be ready to come back and get to work.
Yeah.
So it's good.
You spent the weekend at Logan View.
Yes.
And before we get to the invite on Saturday, I want you to take us back to the duels that you had the night before the invite last Friday. Wrestled Logan View, wrestled Wood River. The Logan View duel, just looking at it on paper through track, whoa, man, it looked like another amazing duel that you guys found a way to win.
Yeah, that's exactly right, found a way to win. You know what, we went down there and we had some kids, we were open at some weights, and, you know, anytime you're giving up points to, Logan View is a good team, and I think we were open at, well, we were open at 13, and we were open at 32 and 38, or 38 and 90, and so we give up quite a few points, and that's tough, but our kids battled, and you know, we put ourselves into position, and it was kind of intense. We're down by 9 points with two weights to go, and Corey Watson had been, you know, he's a freshman wrestling 215 pounds and weighs probably about 205, and you know what, it's been a slow start for him, and I want to say that he was down by 5 or 6 points to a senior, and next thing you know, he ends up putting him into this iron cross where his arms are out and kind of rolls him up and has him up on his shoulders, and we're just like literally just saying, stay there, because this guy is feet are up in the air, arms are out, he can't get away. We know that if he can just stay there for the last, you know, bit, that we're going to win the duel or win the match. But it's also a thing that if he just wins the duel or wins the match, he gets 3 points, and then Baum gets 6, we're tied, and it's like you go to criteria, and I'm sitting there going, I knew we'd give up more forfeits. So it's like we started just screaming at him, get the pin, and son of a gun if he didn't get the pin. And everybody, it was one of those. That gym was so loud until Croy put that kid on his back. And then the band of Broken Bowites got really loud, and everybody else from Logan View got super quiet.
Yeah.
But it was cool. You know what? Croy stepped up big. And so then we're down by 3, and Baum goes out, and Baum gets it. I think he ends up pinning the kid in the second period to win the duel. And yeah, it was pretty intense. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. There was at one point where I was like, oh man, I don't know if this is going to happen, because we didn't get bonus points. Duels, we always talk about that duels come down to bonus points. Mm-hmm. You know what? We got to get them and not give them up. And we give up some, and we missed out on some duel or some bonus points. And so, but in the end, in the end, we got the win, so that was good.
Well, I'm glad you share that story because it really brings in the team aspect of wrestling. I mean, we get involved in what's happening individual-wise on the mat, but there's a great example of the team sport that wrestling still is.
You know, and I think that's just, you know, what Broken Bow Wrestling is, yes, wrestling is an individual, but I think all of our kids, if you talk to them, they're more interested in the team aspect of it. Just going and, you know, competing as a team and everybody having to do their part and everybody buying in. And yeah, so it was, I mean, it's a big team atmosphere and team, it was a great team win for us.
Yeah. The following day you stayed in Loganview, wrestled at their Invite.
Yep.
Looked like some high quality competition. I mean, I was looking at the team scoring. You guys had just over 130 points.
Yeah.
You were seventh.
Yeah.
There was like 30 points that separated the top seven teams.
Yeah. It was, you know, there was, seven ranked teams there. And, there was some, you know, number ones versus number two matchups in the finals. And it was good. I mean, it was really a good, tough test for us, you know. And we knew going in that we probably wouldn't be up at the top wrestling for a championship just because at that point we were open at four weights.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to score a lot of points there. And, you know, scoring points by having a lot of wrestlers medal. And we did all right. I mean, we ended up with a couple of champs and a couple of thirds and a fourth and a couple of sixths. But, you know, Central City come out and wrestled really, really well. I think they had fewer kids than we did and won. But they just put everybody in the top three or four. And they're tough, you know. And then you got, you know, like Loganview had – they have some really good kids, and Milford was there, and I mean, it was just Syracuse, and there was Battle Creek was there, and it was just like, holy smokes. But it was a great tournament. I mean, and that's, you know, the reason we go down there. You know, it's a drive, but we get to see teams that we normally don't get to see, and we get to see referees that we normally don't get to see. So there was, you know, kind of between the two duels, I mean, between the Friday and Saturday, there was a learning curve for our kids because some of the refs that we get out here, they're great refs, and they will let you wrestle a little bit more physical than some of the Eastern refs will. They're a little more tolerant of a cross face coming from right center than some of the Eastern schools. They don't like the right center cross face. So there was times we got dinged with points and stuff, and it's just, it was a good learning curve for our kids to understand that, you know, you'd like to say that all the refs are the same, but they're not. So you just got to understand, you know, who the ref is and what you can get away with as far as like physicality. And because we try to pride ourselves on being pretty physical and aggressive and all that. And for some refs, they really appreciate that. And some they don't.
Yeah.
So, but we wrestled really well. You know, it was a thing, you know, Croy Watson, I talked to his dad that night and I said, you know, Friday night, and I said, he gets those two wins. I said, this could just, you know, kind of jumpstart him. And he started out at the tournament and had a first round bye. And the first match he gets is a kid from Central City that I think's like number three or number four in the state. And he got beat in the quarters and he wrestled all the way back through to get third. I mean, he just got on a roll and you could just see the confidence going in him, and he just started wrestling really, really well. And so it was cool to see, you know, when young kids like that, when they can, it starts to kind of click on him. And he's a really good wrestler. It's just sometimes you get down on yourself, and it just takes something to get you where you, you know, get that belief back that, man, I am good, and I just got to go out there and show everybody how good I am.
Yeah.
So it was neat. It was a great tournament for us.
I know that gaining confidence is a big thing for wrestlers, even some of your more experienced guys. And Aiden Markham, champion at 165, Kobe Wells, champion 175. Man, these kids, it looked like that they're wrestling good for you. Are you happy with what they've shown through the month of December?
Yeah, you know what? If we could just bottle up that mojo and give it to everybody, because I'm going to tell you what, them two, they work like crazy hard together, and they enjoy the competition. They're great friends, but yet there's times where they might be almost coming to fist cuffs because nobody wants to lose. And you go over to their area where they're wrestling, and it's just a pool of sweat just because they're working so hard. Yeah. I mean,
iron sharpens iron.
It does.
Right?
And it's just, you know what? It's just really cool to see how they have, you know what, both grown through the years and just developed into some, you know, really good wrestlers. And getting their confidence. I mean, and they're ones that, you know, you still, at times, even if you're doing well, there's times where you get down on yourself and maybe don't believe as much. And they're, you know, they keep taking steps to believe in that they can really wrestle at a high level. And they are. So it's kind of neat to see.
Yeah. Let's see, as we kind of wrap it up, anything else out of the meet that kind of grabbed your attention you want to share?
Or? No, it was just, it's a good meet for us to go to. You know, it was an overnight trip, so it's always, you know, kind of learning your way as far as how you go about business. And I really thought our kids, you know, for the most part, did pretty well. You know, we went out there and wrestled pretty well, and it was good. So looking forward to a break and looking forward to getting back on the mat and then going to Wood River. So that'll be, there's going to be some good duels there.
Yeah.
Really good duels there. So,
Well, congratulations on all of the success up to this point. I wish you the best in the future. We'll take next week off for the Wrestling Report, and then we'll talk to you next year.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet. Appreciate it.
That is this week's Broken Bow Wrestling Report.